Finding and using your voice is an essential part of living the life you came here to live. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have a great message on reclaiming ownership of your personal power. Enjoy.
Think about a recent time when someone said something or did something to you that was mean, unfair, cruel. Okay, think about this recent experience. How did you feel when they did that? And how did you react or respond to whatever they said or did? And then how did you feel after that? Like maybe not in the very moment, but maybe like an hour, a day later. How did you feel about how that all went down? So chances are, if you got provoked by somebody, they said or did something, you had some sort of emotional reaction, maybe it felt like momentarily good, but then later you really regretted it. That's typically the process about what happens. And why did you regret it later? Because you gave them the emotional reaction. And in giving them the emotional reaction, you gave away your power. It's that simple. That's how we give our power away, is we allow another person to hijack our emotional state. So what are some signs that you've given away your power? The very first one is you're rehashing over and over again in your mind the conversation, the interaction, what you said, what you did, right? It's just like it's constantly in your mind. Like you can't even sleep sometimes because it's just in your mind. Like a lot of energy is going to that. When your thoughts and your emotions are focused on that, you are sending energy in that direction. In essence, you are giving away your power. Maybe what you notice is that you're fighting with them in your mind. Like you're driving to work or you're taking a shower and it's like in your mind, you're fighting with that person. Like you're arguing with them, you're fighting with them, you're justifying yourself. Very common way of giving away your power. All that energy is going to them. When your emotional state gets hijacked, maybe you felt great and that person comes along and they go, you know, with whatever nasty thing they did. And then all of a sudden, you know, it knocked you off balance. Now you're just feeling icky. You're not feeling good. Like you can't get yourself back to that state. It takes like hours maybe to get yourself back to the emotional state you were in beforehand. When you simply can't focus on anything else, it's like all you can think about is that person or that recent interaction or that one little phrase that they said. Maybe you notice like these gnawing, anxious feelings in your body. Maybe it's like you can't quite articulate it or identify it, but it's just this very uncomfortable, gnawing, anxious feeling. Again, that's a sign that you have given your power away. When you are fantasizing about revenge, okay, revenge, maybe the idea feels good, maybe in the moment it feels good, but essentially when you take revenge on someone else, you are giving away your power. You're probably going to regret it later because in some way you're going to lose your dignity. You're going to feel like you've stepped out of your own integrity because you wouldn't normally do that kind of thing, but you allowed those emotions to take you over. You did something that you regret. Revenge looks like strength, but it's actually weakness. Another way that you can really give away your power is feeling like you need to keep defending yourself, okay? When someone says something and it's not right, it's not what you intended, it's not how you feel, it's not what you said, it's not right in some sort of way, and you say, no, that's not what I meant, or that's not, you know, what I said, those weren't my words, you're interpreting that in a different way. You know, as soon as you start to like say that, you can say one thing to try to clarify the situation. Actually, what I intended to say was this or that. Or they ask you a question and you give them an answer and they start, you know, honing in on you. If you get caught in that loop of self-defense, okay, if you defended it once and you tried to clarify it and they dismissed it again and continued to insist on their way, you're going to lose a lot of energy in that. Okay, that's one of the biggest tricks that a manipulator will use, is to put you on the self-defense. Like you're giving your power away. And the bottom line is, you know you've given your power away when you feel like someone's victim, right? When you feel like you're the victim, there's no strength there. You've given the power away. So the key here to maintaining your power and to take your power back is self-control. Self-control is the key to taking back your power. Self-control is ultimately about emotional neutrality. Remember that phrase, emotional neutrality. That means that you don't give them that emotional reaction. It means they try to provoke and get that rise out of you, and you simply don't give it to them. You might have seen my video called 5 Ways to Disarm the Narcissist, right? Maybe it's best that you're no contact with the narcissist in your life, but maybe you have to deal with one, like at work or at your building, or it's some family member that you can't get away from yet, or it's a co-parent. You know, you got to co-parent your kids for the next how many ever years, and so you have to deal with them in some sort of way. Those 5 ways of disarming them are essentially these tactics about emotional neutrality. It's about responding in ways that has zero emotion.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.